sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to
the
Super Bowl.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the OT. I'm the captain.
I'm Tootsie.
Quick little thing we're going to give you. If the team's moving in the right direction or the wrong direction out of their division from where we started the season.
Yeah, so here we are. We're at the
midway
point. We're at the two-thirds mark. Once we hit week 12, it'll be two-thirds.
Yeah, we're
a little bit over the hump of the halfway mark. We'll start with the AFC. In the AFC East, Patriots, right or wrong direction?
Oh, definitely the right direction.
Yeah, I think they're actually the best team in the AFC right now.
Yeah.
They have put together something fantastic, and it's looking good. Buffalo Bills, right or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Absolutely.
We had them pegged at the top of the division, and they're just failing that miserably week in and week out. So,
well, I mean, look, they are 2-for-3 in their last five games. So, yeah, definitely wrong direction. Numbers aren't looking that great. Really not sure what the thing is. Dolphins, right or wrong direction?
They're actually, I believe, headed in the right direction from where they started the season.
Yeah.
I know having a record of 4-7 doesn't sound like it's the right direction, but from where they began, it's definitely the right direction.
Jets. I'm going to say right direction here.
I mean,
they're looking a lot better. They're starting to find their footing and their rhythm.
The Jets two wins, right? So they beat the Titans.
They beat the Titans and the Bengals.
So they beat
things.
Two really good teams.
They beat the Derrick Henry Titans.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they beat the Bengals by 3 points, which in a 34-31 contest, wouldn't expect the Jets to be that in a shootout. So I think they're going
in
the right direction.
From where we expected them to be, sure, right direction.
All right. On to the AFC North, Baltimore Ravens.
I still think they're right on target from where we had them pegged. I'm not going to give a right or wrong. I'm going to just say they're holding fast.
Yeah, I'm going to say over the last 4 weeks, just from what I've seen, they're kind of headed. Their losses have just been really bad. Right, against the Bengals and against the Dolphins. Now, I think part of that Dolphins game was just the resurgence
injuries.
Of the Dolphins defense, too.
Yeah, but injuries are starting to pile up on them more and more and more.
And, you know, no Lamar Jackson the last couple of games. So it's been a rough one for the Ravens. But I think you're about right. I may say turning in the wrong direction just because of the woes of the offense as of late, but we'll see. Cincinnati Bengals.
From where I'm had them at the beginning, for me, they're headed in the right direction. Things really coming together. They did have a little downslope with the two losses to the Jets and the Browns, but I think we're headed for a bounce back, especially against with the Steelers. The Chargers
again. Mm-hmm.
Chargers are kind of one of those teams that's trending in the wrong direction. So we'll get to that in a minute, but. I think they have the ability to make a really good run in the next couple games.
I think they're headed in the right direction after this week, after what they did to the Raiders. I think I would have said wrong direction if they'd have lost that game, or even if that game would have been closer than 20 points. Steelers, right direction or wrong direction?
Right direction from where they started the season. I mean, you know, they started. We were like, "Man, Steelers may not even make it," and now they're right in the hunt. You know, with the top of their division. So I mean, things fall right, and they can pull off their division this year. So they're definitely headed in the right direction.
I think they're headed slightly in the wrong direction, just because their last two games were a loss and a tie, when they had clear opportunities to win both.
Yeah, but that game against the Chargers, man, you're playing a really good Chargers team.
You are.
You know, I mean, really, really good Chargers
team. And I think we saw the team against the Chargers, I think, shows the right direction. But if I'm looking at their last few.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you beat the Browns. Yeah. You came in the Bears. You tied the Lions. But, I mean, I think that game against the Chargers, even though it ended up as a loss, I think that was still a game that shows that they're trending in the right direction.
Okay. I'm good with that. Cleveland Browns.
Wrong direction.
Absolutely wrong direction.
All the way wrong.
They've been so inconsistent. They have been so inconsistent in the last few weeks. It's just been really, it's been hard to watch them. And with Odell gone, you know, they kind of had a game where it was good, and then it just kind of on and off. So yeah, definitely in the wrong direction.
But I mean, look at it. So I mean, you had the win against.
But they're still in it.
You know, you had the win against the Bengals. Then you had the blowout against the
Patriots.
The Patriots just destroyed
you. Then you barely beat the Lions.
Barely squeaked by the Lions. I mean, to me, that's just.
And then
just,
you lose to the Steelers by 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a whole lot of wrong direction.
Yeah, and they're still in the hunt. I mean, that division is separated by.
A game. A game. And a half, yeah. So, I mean, anyone has a chance to win that division, depending on who gets hot at the right time, so.
All right, moving on to the AFC South. Okay, let's go ahead and do this. Who do you think is coming out of the AFC or North right now?
Out of the AFC North right now? I'm still on the Bengals.
I'm going to stick. I think the Ravens are gonna take it. I still think there's an opportunity for two wild cards out of here. Yeah, but
I like the Bengals in this situation. I think they're definitely trending in the right direction. You know, if Burrow can stay upright, you know, Mixon came on hot. Jamar Chase proved his little whatever he had going on the preseason. It was just
was a fluke. Just that. It was just, you know, the preseason.
I think the Bengals are going to be that team that's going to come out on the top.
AFC East, who you think?
AFC East, I mean, I had the Bills from the beginning, but the way the Patriots have been playing, Bill Belichick is showing why he was the coach that he was. You know, it wasn't just Tom Brady. I think the Patriots, man.
I'm going to stick with the Bills. I think they still have a chance to turn it around, but that's just me being the optimist and the contrarian. AFC South, Tennessee Titans.
To me, they're trending in the wrong direction.
I agree.
And a lot of that has to do with injuries. And yes, they were able to beat the Saints, but barely. You know, they just got beat by what it was, the Jets or, you know,
Texans.
Texans, I'm sorry. They just got beat by the Texans. And you know, I understand that this is without Derrick Henry, but your offense shouldn't revolve around the one guy. And they're proving that that's the case. I mean, the close loss to the Saints.
Close win, you mean?
The close win against the Saints, I'm sorry. And then the loss to the Texans. It's just not, it's not a good look right now.
Yeah, and I agree that I think it has more to do with the Henry injury, but again, people got to step up. Colts, right direction.
Right
for sure.
Direction, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
They have had some fantastic games over the last couple of weeks. And I mean, look, Jonathan Taylor is just, he's a fantastic running back.
They're coming on hot at the right time.
Yes.
I mean, they blew out the Bills. You know, they beat the Jaguars like they should. You know, but they're coming on at the right time. And with the Titans losing Derrick Henry and trending in the wrong direction, that
they have a chance
really
to
some
take
things
over,
around
yeah.
that division.
Houston Texans, right or wrong direction?
Well, since they just beat the Texans after
they just beat
losing
the Titans,
8 in a
yeah.
row. Still in the wrong direction. Sorry.
I mean, it's the Texans. So, yeah, let's see if they can build momentum off of that win, maybe. But otherwise, this could just be a fluke. Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the two of the worst teams in the NFL right now between the Texans and the Jaguars. And the Texans just edge out the Jaguars right now because they beat them to open the season. So, wrong direction. I'm sorry. Until you fix the coaching. is going to be wrong direction.
I don't know what the Jags are going to. Yeah, everything is on Trevor Lawrence, and he doesn't have the support network to make it happen. He's got some talented players, but just it's not clicking. So AFC South, you think this is still the Titans division or the Colts?
If they can get Derrick Henry back with four games left, they may have a chance to win the division. But the way it stands right now, I think it's going to be the Colts.
The Colts still have – they're still 2-2 in the division games. So I think it's the Titans – it's their division to lose. But I don't see the Colts not knocking on the door of at least the
But like card. I said, with the Titans, it depends on Derrick Henry. If they can get him back with enough time to rebound, then yes, it'll be the Titans. But right now, as it stands, I think the Colts win that division.
All right, AFC West. Chiefs.
Right direction.
Absolutely.
They went on their little skid. Whatever was going on with Patrick, he figured it out. And he's back.
They got right last week. They got right this week. And look, even though the Cowboys defense held them to 19 points, you know, their defense was able to
hold the Cowboys to 9.
Hold the Cowboys to 9. Now, granted, this is a Cowboys, no CeeDee Lamb, no Amari Cooper.
Right. But you see, we'll talk about the Cowboys when we get there, but I still think Ezekiel Elliott is just the bust. And they're scared to admit that.
He's not a belt. He's not a Derrick Henry where it's going to be, oh my God, type of situation. So, Chargers, I'm going to say right direction after this week.
That's still a hard team to pick, man, because look, I love the Chargers, okay? And I think they're probably one of the better teams in the NFL, but
they've won two out of their last three.
Yeah, but the teams that they're losing to are teams that they're going to have to face in the playoffs. And you can't lose these games against playoff teams. You have to win them. I would rather see them lose a game against Jacksonville than lose to the Ravens and the Patriots.
But that's just the thing is, like, here's the Ravens. They just destroyed them, right? And that, to me, was kind of the low point of their season. Both from a score standpoint and from a game overall standpoint, it was just terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to make the playoffs and you have to play. You're going to be playing the Ravens. You're going to be playing the Patriots.
The Steelers are another playoff team. You know, the Vikings are a playoff team. The Eagles are.
The Vikings are a playoff team.
The
right
Viking,
now.
You know, the Eagles are on the right track. Well, the Vikings have everyone back and healthy, dude. I'll argue that next when we get there.
Well, we'll see.
But I think the Chargers. I don't want to say they're about where we thought they would be, but they're...
I thought they would be a little better. I mean, Justin Herbert's still playing really well.
Yeah, I figured seven
Austin
Eckler's
doing really good.
7-3.
I mean, it's more of a defensive stance on where they're having their deficiencies right now.
Yeah. Raiders.
I'm going to go wrong direction.
You can't argue right with me.
I mean, you lost to the Giants, Chiefs, and the Bengals 3 in a row.
At home.
You know, not to mention you lost to the Chargers and the Bears 2 in a row. You know, it's just wrong direction. And, I mean, a lot of this has to do with the upheaval with everything going on with Gruden and then Henry Ruggs and all the stuff going on in there. And that's just – I think there's a whole lot going on in that organization that they just can't play themselves out of right now.
Yeah, and it's just – it's one of those things. If I'm Vegas, I start the Eric – Bieniemy sweepstakes immediately. It just sucks. God, it sucks what they have to give Kansas City for that. Denver Broncos, right or wrong direction?
This one's tough because, I mean, they had a four-game skid, 1-2, and then their backup, you know, lost another one. They were, on a bye this week, so it's kind of hard to say, but I mean, from where they started the season, they're heading in the wrong direction, you know. And
now, you know, with wins over the football team and the Cowboys, those aren't bad wins. They were good quality wins, but their loss to the Eagles is more on how the Eagles are playing than how the Broncos are playing. I think they're in trending. They were in the wrong direction, right after week four. But I think they're headed back in the right direction. And that was just a much better Eagles team that they played last week. All right. So with the Broncos out of the way, who do you think takes the West?
As it stands right now, I still think the Chiefs are probably going to get it. I'm going to stick with what we said at the beginning of the season. I think the Chiefs have it.
Yeah, the way they're playing now, I can't. I need a couple of more convincing games from the Chargers to change my mind on this, but the Chiefs have been headed in the right direction for 3 weeks now. The Chargers have been headed in the right direction for 1 week. So I'll agree with that. Moving on to the NFC. Starting in the East, how about them boys?
I think they're trending in the wrong direction, actually. I think it's two losses in a row. I think we're finally getting to see who they are. I'm sorry, not two in a row. I forgot they played the Falcons. But I mean, they lost to the Broncos. They lost to the Chiefs. They have the meat of their schedule starting to head up. You know, they're going to start playing a little more tougher games, right? We got the Cardinals coming up. They got Washington, who's hot right now.
Twice. They got the Eagles. They'll close down against the Eagles, who are definitely rising and probably going to be contending for the division at that point.
Yeah, they got the Saints on a downtrend right now. So, I mean, I think right now it's wrong direction, but I think they have a chance to put it back, to right the ship and get it back where they're headed to.
Eagles.
Right direction.
Can't argue with that. I mean, we've seen what they've done the last couple of weeks. It's just been amazing. I mean, they ran all over the top run defense of the Saints, and you just can't argue with what they put out on the field. Jalen Hurts really makes you have to spy, and that gives you a lot of room in the middle. And they took advantage of that this past week. Football team.
That's tough. I mean
they had four losses and then they won the last two.
Right, and then they beat the Bucks and they beat the Panthers, which not a.
I don't know the Panthers with Cam Newton coming back, and the energy of that team is very high.
But see, the Panthers got back Christian McCaffrey too. I think that's probably more of a rise in the energy of that team than the return of Cam Newton.
But I mean, both of them combined is just stellar.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make me pick, I have to say, as of right now in this season, I guess we could say this four-loss team is headed in. I mean, this four-win team is headed in the right direction, I guess.
And the team of the New York Football Giants.
Down.
They are definitely on a downtrend. Now, they do get Saquon back. They got Saquon back this week.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's not making that much of an impact.
No, I mean, they're going to chalk up. I mean, you know, they're going to be four and six right now. So, I mean, it's just that they're just not good right now.
No. So who do you think comes out of this one?
Cowgirls.
I'm going to still open for the Cowboys, but I do see the Eagles being a serious threat. And I think it may actually come down to that last game of the season.
Yeah, I still think Cowgirls have it.
All right. NFC North.
Packers are still headed in the right direction.
I think so, too, even with the loss this past week. That's more on Minnesota being in the right direction and Green Bay just kind of stalling a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, with
them, even then, it's not even a stall. If you want it to 31-34, it's just a shootout.
Yeah, I mean, them losing
Jenkins. Their offensive lineman? That was
huge. No, not him. The running back.
Oh.
For a couple games. Jamal Adams. Them losing him for a couple games. That's going to make a difference in it, but they're going to get him back healthy, and you'll forget
the right
that
time.
He was gone.
At the right time, yeah. And, I mean, so that's the Packers. The Vikings, I'm going to say right direction.
I mean, I guess, because they got healthy, you know, heading back there. So, yeah, I guess so.
And, I mean, considering the game, and this is where I'm like, I just don't know.
But once again, you're looking at a team that's, yes, they beat the Packers.
They have one of the best running backs in the NFL. They have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL
right now. So,
yeah.
Yes, they barely beat the Packers. But, I mean, they've lost to a lot of playoff teams. So, even if they make it there, it's still, you know.
It's still going to be tough sledding. Yeah, I have to agree. But I still think they're in the right direction. But I don't know if they're going to have enough juice to challenge the division.
The Bears, wrong direction until they get rid of Matt Nagy.
I don't disagree with that.
It's, I mean, they just dropped five in a row.
You drop five in a row after winning three out of your first five. You know, and some quality wins. You beat the Bengals, you beat the Raiders, you know, at a time when the Raiders were leading the division at the time. Yeah, you know, you beat the Bengals, who were white hot at that point. So do you see anybody taking Green Bay now?
Well, we didn't even talk about Detroit.
Do we need to?
I mean,
I still think they're headed in the right direction.
If we're going to say all 32 teams, yes, we have to.
So
no, they're definitely not headed in the right direction. I mean, the right direction would have been them having three wins at this point in the season. That would have been the right direction from where they were last year. And they're just not, it's just not coming through. And I think they're the best, worst football team we've seen. You know,
they've been close games.
I mean, they almost came back.
They almost beat the Ravens.
Yeah, they almost beat the Ravens.
They almost beat the Vikings. They almost beat
the Rams.
They tied the Steelers, right? They could have beat the Steelers if they wanted, right? They almost beat the Browns.
They
lost by 3 points.
They're probably the best, worst team we've ever seen.
Yeah, so I mean, you're looking at a team that could have up to five wins.
Yeah,
if they didn't win those close games,
and they got zero.
Yep.
So, direction.
Yeah, I don't think Green Bay is. I mean, it's Green Bay's division to lose.
It always has been. Like I said, the only thing that would take Green Bay out is if Aaron Rodgers' offseason shenanigans would have disrupted the team, and it just didn't.
But it's just like the last couple of seasons. It's always been like a little slow start. Everyone's panicking. Then he's like, relax.
Yeah, it just didn't play out the way it could have. I think Matt LaFleur is doing a good job holding that team together.
I think so too. And I think they've ironed out whatever their issues were. So now we're going to move to the NFC West because, you know, we always save the South for last.
Okay, so the Cardinals. I mean, they lost, what, two out of the last three?
I'm going to say the Cardinals are in the wrong direction, but they're Kyler Murray-less.
I'm two out of the last four.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So I mean,
but if they don't get Kyler Murray back soon, it's going to be wrong direction.
Yeah, I think they're about steady considering they lost Kyler Murray. But I mean, look at the offensive point totals have just dropped. Right, 17. You go from 31 against the Texans in week 11, 10, 9, 8. To 17, 10, and then now 13 in the last 3 weeks. And that's against three teams, one good defense, two okay defenses, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to say wrong direction if Kyler Murray doesn't come back for sure. Los Angeles Rams.
At this moment in time, wrong direction.
Yeah, they dropped two in a row with a super team.
Yeah.
When you drop two in a row with a super team that you just added Odell Beckham and lost Robert Woods.
Yeah.
That should have been an immediate trade-off.
And you lost. Yeah, but I mean, it takes a little while for a player to get acclimated.
Well, and you also bring in Von Miller.
And that's, been active that's for 2 weeks. I was getting there too, yeah. So, I mean, you bring in two powerhouses and you lose both those games. At this moment in time, it's wrong direction.
All right. 49ers, right direction. Absolutely in the right direction right now.
It's hard for me to give a team that's 5-5 in the right direction.
Well, look, their first two games were against the Lions and the Eagles, which at the time, the Eagles were just not that great.
Then they dropped four in a row.
Yep.
Won, then lost. Then
all against good teams, except for the Seahawks, but that's a different story. But to me, it's the last few weeks, like, right? So they've had injuries on and off all year. But I think you're seeing a fully healthy team. And look what they've done, right? Beat the Rams. The Jaguars aren't really, they're the Jaguars, okay? But I think you're seeing a team that's trending in the right direction. They did lose to the Cardinals at home, but that, again, was a Kyler Murray Cardinals.
Okay. So, yeah, sure.
And that's where I got hurt. So,
I mean, I don't really have a whole lot of feeling on this one, but if I got to, I'll go.
I'll say right direction just because I like what I've seen out of the last few weeks. Seattle Seahawks.
Wrong.
Absolutely wrong directions.
Wrong.
Yeah. They're
a dumpster fire.
They're right now, I think they're just trying not to get Russell Wilson hurt. I think that's the entire philosophy of the Seahawks at this point, because that way they can get the most for it. I don't know if there's anything else we really need to say about.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had to pick right now, I'd say, Arizona's in the lead in that division, and I think they're going to finish that way.
Yeah, I don't see Arizona losing the division, but I do see the Rams, of course, making the wild card, but it's just going to be really hard to, for the Rams to overcome that team. I just don't see it happening. And, all right, so that's the NFC West. Last but not least, the NFC South, or maybe least, I don't know.
It's shaping up to be the least.
Starting off with Tampa Bay, who are watching as we record this on Monday Night Football. I mean, right direction after this week.
I mean, if you got to call it, yeah.
After what we're seeing tonight, right direction. Wrong direction the last 2 weeks. And I mean, again, that was just Saints defense. Washington just embarrassed them. 29-19.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were headed in the wrong direction, and it looks like this week is kind of there. I figured it would be a get-right game this week. Right direction. We'll just say that. But let's see what this looks like next week against the Colts. It's actually going to be a really, really good game. I am excited about that game. Saints. Wrong direction.
Can we skip them right now?
Okay. Panthers. Panthers. Right direction, I think.
Panthers, we're getting Christian McCaffrey back. I mean, you finally ran away from Sam Darnold. You bought back Cam Newton. You know how I feel about Cam Newton, but I mean, I guess if I had to call it right now, I'd say right direction.
Yeah, I think it's the right direction. You got all your pieces coming back. You've got a lot of energy on the team. Defense is kind of tightening it up a little bit. So I'm also going to agree right direction.
Like I said, if you're going to make me pick, I'll guess
you have to pick.
Right.
Yes. And Atlanta.
Wrong.
Absolutely wrong direction. You know, after what they did.
The one against the Saints was a fluke.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And, I mean, it was just, you know, a division game, and we just weren't able to complete enough passes to where they actually had a chance to win.
Yeah, that was a fluke. That win was a fluke.
It was almost another 28-3.
Right, they almost blew another 28-3 lead. So, but, yeah, I think that was a fluke, but they're definitely headed in the wrong direction. And, I mean, they got a chance to get right next week with playing the Jaguars, but. They're just that bad.
Yeah, okay. And then last.
Saints. Wrong direction all the way around.
Yeah, Jameis was probably our best chance to make the playoffs. And it looks like Simeon is just not going to be able to do it with the tools he has available.
Yeah, I mean, look, now, we've said this before.
We had Kamara was on the sidelines this week, and
the last 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah, that could make the difference. But I mean, you're talking about a game against the Falcons where we lost by two by missing two extra points. We lost against the Titans by two because we missed two extra points. We lost to the Eagles because we just got wrecked, right? Like our number one run defense, they just got gashed, and then they got tired because it was 2-1 time of possession.
Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, we haven't done anything to make it easier on the quarterback at all. I think we'd still be struggling at this point, even with Jameis there, because our receivers are just that bad.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at the last 3 weeks, the Saints have gotten outscored in the opening quarters, okay? 67-16.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's not on the fault of the defense either. I mean, that's... A lot of that had to do with the defense playing off a really short field, you know, just things just not playing right. And I mean,
yeah, and I mean we hit on it already in the main podcast, but it's just important to say that, you know, because it's our team. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, and I don't think we'll ever find out what's going on right now, because I don't know. They're just not good, and it's not. I don't think it's going to get any better. So, I mean, the schedule we have coming up,
it's brutal.
It does not get easier. We have the Cowboys coming up on Thursday night, immediately followed by the Bills. The Bills on Thursday night.
Cowboys.
Then the Cowboys. The Jets should be a get-right game. And then we got the Bucs.
At Tampa.
We got the Dolphins who are trending in the right direction. The Panthers who are headed that way. And then finish out against the Falcons.
Which, who knows what's going to happen, but
I mean, we'll be lucky to get to 10 wins right now, because we got to win the rest of what we have. But I'm thinking we're going to finish like 8-9, somewhere around there.
Yeah, 8-9 is probably what we're looking at. If we can get it right and get some guys who can catch some freaking balls in the first three quarters.
And I mean, I hate that, because I mean, I feel like 8-9 puts us in a position to pull right in the middle of the draft order, and I think we need to be close to that bottom, you know, to draft.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so that's Tampa.
It's not division. Even a question. Yeah,
it's Tampa's division this year. There's just no, you know, we had some hope, but I don't, unless the Panthers can have a miraculous resurgence. I mean, we're still, look, Tampa's got 7 wins after tonight. Then everybody else is 5, or, you know. So, I mean, it's still close-ish, but not really.
It's still Tampa's division.
Yeah, not with the way the teams are playing. Like, no. If there was better play from the Saints and from the Panthers, then I would say, you know, there's still a chance, but we're almost there. So, all right, guys. Well, that's it for our OT this week. A little long one, but that's where we're at. Next week will be fun.
Will it? We'll see. All right, guys. Thanks for listening in. If you're here, you're one of the special people who have, you know, like, shared, and subscribed our podcast on Apple, Google, whatever. You know, tell your friends if you like what you're listening to. You know, we want to get those numbers up, so, you know, help us out.
And don't forget, we're live on Facebook every Monday night after Monday Night Football.
So, all right, deuces.
Peace.